With the long weekend this weekend, there's plenty to do and see around the Hunter Valley. One of them is Grossman House. Joining us to have a chat about it is Holly McNamee, chairperson of the Friends of Grossman House. Holly, how are we doing today?
Very well, thank you.
Tell us a little bit about Grossman House, please.
Well, Grossman House is a twin house with Brough House in Church Street in Maitland. And the two houses were built by business partners, Mr. Beckett and Mr. Owens, in about 1860. So they're two double-storey Victorian townhouses and mirror-imaged, because although the owners worked together, they did want a little privacy, so they had front doors on either end of the buildings.
So they're 150 years old.
Yes, they are. Well, there's a very interesting history, because the two houses were only lived in domestically by the owners for probably 20 years. They were mature when they built the houses.
Yeah.
And then they became Education Department properties. So Grossman House became the first girls' high school outside of Sydney in the late 1890s. And it stayed as part of Maitland Girls High School until the early 1960s, so a very long time as a high school building. And Brough House, across the way, that became the hostel for the girls until the 1970s. So although they were built as residences, they actually had a longer life as, you could say, public buildings.
Holly, so when we go in there and have a look at it, it's not just the building and the structure itself. There's a lot of bits and pieces from 150-odd years ago. Is that right?
That's quite correct. Grossman House in 2001 was restored by the National Trust. When the Education Department no longer needed the buildings, they asked the Trust to look after them, which they did. And in 2001, Grossman was restored completely to be a perfect example of a Victorian townhouse. Yeah. Brough House had a slightly different path. It became the Maitland Art Gallery before that moved down into High Street. And then that is now tenanted by a couple of museum groups and also the Friends of Grossman House.
So when will they be open across the weekend for us to have a look?
Well, this weekend, you are very lucky, because it's Maitland Heritage Fest weekend. So the Maitland Heritage Fest is being organised by a different grouping, but the Friends of Grossman House are a part of it. So Grossman and Brough Houses will be open from 10 o'clock until 3 o'clock on both Saturday and Sunday. In Grossman House, also because it's the Heritage Festival, it's bargain time, because it's only $5 entry.
Wow.
For a brief, there won't be full-on guided tours, but you can have a very good look at the house. And our guides will be slightly dressed up in the period.
That's something to look forward to, yeah.
Brough House will have a lovely exhibition also from the organised by the Friends of Grossman House. We're calling it Victorian Whispers. And it's things that made up part of the life of a Victorian gentleman and gentlewoman. Interesting things that you wouldn't necessarily see, like to do with cigar smoking and snuff taking and marrow eating, wearing of hats and curling of hair, all sorts of interesting things. So that's just, that's also the same time frame for both days.
All right. Well, if you would like to take a step back in time across the weekend, head on over to Grossman House and Brough House. As Holly was just saying, open from 10 until 3 o'clock on both the days. There is a small admission fee, but it's well worth the price to go that far back into our history. Holly McNamee, thank you very much for joining us to have a chat about it.
Thank you.